The white concrete of Five Finger Lighthouse reaches into the sky. It's a beacon to seaworn travelers. A Petersburg charter boat pulls up to the lighthouse. A group of new interns climb off. Nicole Chabanet is a departing intern.
Oh, my mom right now.
Chabanet and three other interns have worked at Five Finger Lighthouse studying the impact of vessel noise on humpback whale communication for the past month. Michelle Fournet, a graduate student at Oregon State University, is leading the project.
Let me actually give you a quick outside, super fast outside orientation.
Fournet and the new interns lug their baggage up a flight of concrete stairs. To the right, Chabanet stands on top of a wooden helicopter pad.
That's the best place to get cell phone service, so if you want to call mom, dad, boyfriend, brothers, sisters, that's the spot to do it.
They curve around to the left and into the kitchen. The Juneau Lighthouse Association and the Alaska Whale Foundation have funded the Rapunzel project out of the Five Finger Lighthouse for the past two summers. Fournet says they got the name for the operation last year. One evening, they were sitting around the dinner table with Dr. Andy Szabo, the project advisor, and the head of the Alaska Whale Foundation.
And I think Andy was the one who was like, you guys should just call yourself the Rapunzel Project. And he was teasing us, you know, like, oh, a bunch of ladies in a tower. But the name stuck. So our boat is called Noble Steed. If you're in the tower, you're Rapunzel. And it works because this is a pretty whimsical place.
Those are our two resident bald eagles that hang out there in that reef. There's a juvenile on the island, so they had a chick this year.
The place is whimsical. Rocky cliffs, soft flowering grass. In the distance, blue snow-capped mountains of Baranof Island line the horizon. But most importantly, during the summer, thousands of humpback whales swim to these waters to feed. And the team surveys for 12 hours a day.
We'll get up about 2:30, put on a pot of tea. So I go shove off Noble Steed. They will call up to Rapunzel in the tower. Is my position good? They say, oh yeah, position looks great. Then they'll drop their two hydrophones, and once they're in position, they'll begin recording.
The hydrophones, which are basically high-tech waterproof microphones, connected to headphones, record every sound they detect in the water. With two hydrophones, they can determine the location and the direction of the sounds.
We get a snapshot, a 30-minute snapshot, of what the whales looked like, where their positions were, how big the group size was, how many animals were in the area, when vessels were passing through. And then we also get this acoustic snapshot of exactly what the world sounded like during that 30-minute period.
They can make maps from the data retroactively.
And I can say, okay, the whales in this general area, one of them was the one that was vocalizing. And I can say, well, what was going on spatially in that area?
But even without the maps, Fournet says the whale noises aren't that cryptic. She describes the first time she dropped the hydrophone for a listen.
Within seconds, you could hear chatter. And it wasn't just a little bit of chatter. It was big, loud, booming whops and thwops and cackles, as if we had joined a dinner party.
And just from listening and recording, they've made discoveries.
They're making noises that I did not know they were making. You know, some that we knew that they make, there's a sound we hear a lot that we call a purr drop. And it sounds like a lion purring followed by a raindrop. Like, and that sound's been recorded in other places, but to hear it live was just so cool. You're like, that's a whale, and it sounds like a lion raindrop animal.
Since she's been at the lighthouse, Fournet has put together her own catalog of whale sounds.
When I can play them for our interns and be like, okay, these are the sounds you need to look out for. The looks on their faces as they hear these things. There's one that sounds just like that old roller derby song, Wipeout. It's like, whoa, 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 wipeout. And that's what the whale sounds like.
As far as vessel noise and its impact on the whales, Fournet says nothing is certain, especially at this stage of research. But departing intern Nicole Chabanet seems pretty sold it's got to have some impact.
When you put those hydrophones on your ears and there's a vessel ride, all you hear is like, grrr. So I got a headache the first day I was listening to it. You know, and I'm not a whale. I don't depend on this water to, like, communicate with people. It's horrible.
Chabanet says hearing the vessel noise and living on the island for a month has given her a new appreciation for humans' impact on our ecosystem.
I definitely think we need to do some modifications because I definitely agree that people need to harvest to eat and feed themselves. But there's a way to do it in a way where you're less damaging to other creatures around you. We tend to think that as humans, this is our planet and we have dibs on everything. But it's not true. You know, we we have to be more careful.
Nicole!
Hey, Mackie!
Yeah, 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 you're yeah, your password's Raindrop. You love them. Let's go.
The interns climb onto Noble Steed one last time. They boat out to the charter that is waiting to take them back.
My mom didn't pick up.
Oh!
Like, I want to say, but there's all the things I have to do, too, that I want to say.
That's the way life goes.
Really?
The boat pulls away from the island. Fournay stands out front on the boat ramp, waving goodbye.
Bye!
With the help of the new interns, she will spend the next month and a half at Five Finger Lighthouse finishing her field research. After that, for her master's thesis at Oregon State University, she will begin the process of analyzing the sounds and information she's found. At Five Finger Lighthouse, I'm Alexis Kenyon.